on a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness. The boredom overtook us, and he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces and knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice." So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bombed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, "If you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done." Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he finished speaking, he turned back
toward
the window.
All right, here we go, folks, Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It is CV Day, 322 Day, 322 Skull and Bones Day, 322-2020, Coronavirus, 322. Very interesting. We see the implements of the beginnings of what could end up being martial law being rolled out. We see a lot of interesting people allegedly coming down with this COVID-19, Rand Paul, Harvey Weinstein, Monaco's Prince Albert II, Tom Hanks. There's a lot of people looking into Tom Hanks, and his son Chet is an interesting character. If you want to check him out on YouTube, you'll see some interesting tattoos on him. But what amazing what can happen in a week. So I have personally, just in my own life, let's just say it could be brought into a state of upheaval very quickly. There might be, and I'm just putting it out there to the audience now, you might see me disappear for a couple weeks or longer. I don't know. I don't want that to happen, but sometimes you don't have a choice in this world of ours. There's a lot, we all have the weight of the world on our shoulders. And I'm no different than you. So, I put out about the folks in blue surrounding Trump last week at one of the press conferences. The Surgeon General, the Admiral, that seems to be a real mouthpiece for the agenda. And Murr, one of the listeners, she sent me the National Public Health Service Commissioned Corps. Okay, so these are commissioned officers that are also part of the National Public Health Service, okay, doctors and so forth. So this is the dark blue jumpsuits that we see running around. They're activated into a, I guess you would say, tactical role with the rollout of this COVID-19. And so they're all, we're at a FEMA level one, Okay, everybody was making hay about that over the week when the president put us at FEMA level one, extreme amount of federal assistance, and so forth and so on. You know, Alex Jones did his police state, whatever, the rise of FEMA documentary way, way back when. And, you know, there's this thing with all the Trump fans, even now, to where they want to still say Trump's surrounded by hostile forces and he's being forced into this and so forth and so on. And, you know, there could be truth to that, but at the same time, you know, we just got through this impeachment debacle, this show, and, you know, and then people are blaming the Democrats with this whole impeachment drama. Then they're saying that they fell asleep on the COVID-19. Now, we've seen so much movement in the last week, folks, of Chinese mouthpieces saying that, you know, during the World Military Games, which I've been covering for weeks, many people and Ken said there's a little rift between Jones and Adams, and I've got some Mike Adams stuff too pulled up. I mean, he's still pretty much hardcore that this is going to be very, very wicked, and I've even got some Hal Turner stuff pulled up. I got a lot of stuff pulled up, pages, a couple pages of notes, and I'm not going to be able to get to it all, but, you know, the whole thing with insulating Trump and look, I got some Q stuff. Okay. Q just did a drop last night, and I've got some of that stuff. Hopefully I can stay on point and get to it all. But the thing with Trump being between a rock and a hard place, sure. Right now, here's where I'm at. No matter how bad this thing really is, and I feel bad for these people where they're getting their lungs attacked and there's what it appears to be. You know, I'm not going to say that this thing isn't or couldn't be bad, okay? We've had a death or two here in my area. This thing attacks people's lungs, allegedly causes scarring and massive amounts of water on the lungs, ventilators, and this whole nine yards. I mean, some people, I mean, you know, I was on Robert David Steele's YouTube channel looking around, and, you know, they did Victorious Libertas did an interview with this guy, Sasha Stone. And he was just like basically saying this was a benevolent kind of milquetoast bioweapons release in order to run operations against the deep state, so forth and so on. Okay, so you've got, I mean, there's a lot of angles out here, and all of us are kind of that dig around or looking at them all. And, you know, you want to believe the best. You want to believe that there's operations going on right now that are in the beginning stages, where when this thing cranks up, we're going to see a takedown of the evil power structure. Okay. You know, you have Rothschild stepping down from positions. You have Bill Gates stepping down from positions. You have a lot of interesting movements going on. Now, whether this is them going to the, as the Bible calls it, the caves and the cracks in the mountains and so forth to hide themselves from basically, you know, the return of the Lord and the wrath of God. Is it time for, I mean, all the uber elites, you know, to disappear into the dumbs, deep underground military bases, and they're all going to go down and, you know, wait this thing out? Is this, you know, the, it's funny, I've been talking about The Stand for some weeks now, and I was on YouTube and I typed in TH, first thing that comes up, The Stand. So now everybody's getting into kind of the history of the dystopic kind of biological warfare, apocalyptic pestilence angle here. And so you've got the Andromeda Strain, 12 Monkeys, The Stand, Outbreak, Contagion, all of these, you know, releases that have desensitized us to where we're at now. And I think those things are what those movies and I guess Netflix shows, which I don't do Netflix, but there have been a bunch of that stuff, you know, in the streaming sector where they have basically conditioned us collectively. When they say, hey, go in your house and hide from this thing, you know, go in your house and hide from it. People are doing it, okay? We're in a semi-partial lockdown here. And when I open the phones up in a little bit, we'll kind of talk about where things are looking for wherever who calls in. But, nobody likes this. I was reading some articles about people like, in the quote unquote hood in like Baltimore and other, they're not listening to these damn, that's one thing you got to give people in the hood, you know, as far as lockdowns and, you know, telling people to stay and blah, blah, blah. They're not going to listen. And so, and then there's people throwing them under the bus saying, oh, you all going to get, blah, blah, blah. Look, where I'm at right now, to bring everything crashing down economically in the country, and look, it was going to happen anyway, and this is probably the catalyst, and a lot of people are talking about reset. I mean, everybody's talking about it, and you know, we've been talking about it here on this broadcast for weeks now, and so I, you know, the dumping into the repo markets over the last few months, it was going to have to stop somewhere. People were looking for an event, and then we have event 201 and what was it called? Clade X, okay, a year or two ago, similar thing. That was from last week's notes. You know, so anyway, so I was looking at just digging into Andromeda Strain. Michael Crichton, he died at the age of 66, okay. So his last book, The State of Fear, and he was working on another one, where he was ridiculing the green protesters, and they basically, he was doubting climate change and so forth, okay? So, but I was digging around on this, victim of a conspiracy, okay? So he died on election day 2008. Isn't that interesting? Election day 2008, when Barack Hussein Obama was coming in, who many people thought was an antichrist figure. So basically, a lot of people have kind of conspiratorial view on his death, raised the question of whether maybe he had been a victim of a fast-acting implanted cancer. This from a piece on a variety of South American leaders, Hugo Chavez. Could such a thing be done? So he was talking about a lot of stuff in his books. Okay, State of Fear, Global Warming Religion. Think Greta Thunberg. So he did relate key elements in the belief system of global warming, climate change adherence to similar elements than other forms of religion. He also had some fun with the media and its role in spreading certain approved orthodoxies, okay? And so he was writing stuff about big pharma and little robotics, okay? Nanotech and all kinds of things. So he was getting into this whole transhumanist, all this stuff. And I just thought that was interesting about Michael Crichton with Andromeda Strain, because that was way back when. And then, you know, Jesuit drama theater. I always have this running around in my head, okay? Developed for educational and propagandist purposes in the colleges of the Society of Jesus during the 16th, 17th, and 18th centuries. So we're talking a long time ago, folks, 500 years ago. Cultivated as a medium for disseminating Roman Catholic doctrine, drama flourished in the Jesuit schools for more than 200 years, evolving from modest student exercises to elaborate productions that often rivaled the contemporary public stage in polish and technical skills. Okay, so when you get into this stagecraft and the elaborate nature of Jesuit theater, and this stuff's old, they were some of the heavy hitters at this stuff. I just like to put that out there because of what's happening in Italy. Okay, now there's conflicting information from Italian sources, okay, about how bad these deaths are, okay, and how many of them are actually solely due to the fact of the virus itself. And, you know, the head of the National Institute of Health there, and there's all this stuff that John Rappaport and others have been reporting on. And, you know, the last thing I want to do is if this thing really is bad and it's going to really take its hit on us, the last thing I want to do is completely minimize it. Now, I'm always keeping in mind these Deagle.com projections as well. Us going down to 300 and some odd 26 million or whatever they say we are, down to 95 million, okay, by the year 2025. So they got 5 years to get rid of a couple hundred million people and some change. And I don't like to say the words change like I'm Joseph Stalin or anything, but you understand where I'm talking about. And so this gives you that eerie feeling. And look, hopefully this blows over like it allegedly has in South Korea and China. Now you see various kind of mainstream corporate organs from the UK and here and elsewhere talking about now they're seeing a rise back, like a second wave hitting China. And how the hell are we supposed to know? It's a pretty draconian society and pretty hardcore information lockdown. And this is why I was kind of questioning a lot of the footage coming out of China, like people are getting it out there and then, you know, some of it being questionable. Now, there's a lot of work being done by people. Hooley from Hooley's blog sends me stuff from time to time. And he sent me the last few amazing Polly videos on YouTube. And she's really gotten into these characters surrounding Trump, Fauci, and the one scarf lady, and I don't have her name in front of me, but all of these networks these people are a part of, okay? So Gateway Pundit has a thing up on video of Dr. Fauci in 2009 on Earth. Shows Kalman on alarmed NIH chief during the H1N1 epidemic that killed over 12,000 Americans. And there's a lot of connections with Fauci and the WikiLeaks with the Clinton kind of syndicate. Okay, so a lot of people are very leery of Fauci, and I probably talked to him with Jesuit connections, and I'm sure that they'll, you know, I went through his kind of bio the other week or so. So there's a lot there. Then the other lady, she's hooked up with Bono and his charity and all this HIV research and charities and all this other stuff. And so there's a lot of, and then you got the connection with Mike Pence being a crypto, a kind of a hidden evangelical appearing Roman Catholic. Just as Biden was Obama's, you know, guy behind the scenes. Now Biden, of course, looks like he's really slipped into some very serious cognitive issues. So they've got him on lockdown. They're saying that he can't stream from home due to the fact that his ceilings are too low and all this, because they want to keep his mouth shut, because every time he opens it, it's a major faux pas. All right. But, you know, David Knight from InfoWars, listening to him over the last week a little bit. He's really on this whole shut down the bioweapons labs, not cities. You know, our society, you know, it's really hard to say because I'm not a financial expert, but they were kicking the can down the road. This bubble was about to burst for what it appears anyway. And so this COVID thing, where this reset goes, who knows? But really what we have to watch for during this time of military FEMA occupation is who starts to disappear. Who's, you know, what voices disappear from the landscape? Do you see any heavyweight people from Pedo Wood or, you know, the spirit cooking gangs or any of these people? Will we see any of these people be disappeared, and or will we see people, kind of prominent people in the patriot / alternative media movement, kind of disappear? And this is what you have to worry about, because I, you know, none of us should trust Trump, okay, even though you might be into the Q stuff, okay, and whether you're into And We Know or X-22 report, and I've got a couple of their clips to play, but you still have to, don't put all your eggs in one basket, and that's the way I am, because the thing with the parallels with Reagan and Trump, and I've talked about that since Trump was coming into the picture, the similarities with where the culture's at, and kind of like, you know, the Rex 84 stuff with Reagan that was really starting to bubble up, and now the level one FEMA stuff with Trump. And look, I said on this broadcast, somebody's going to end up in camps, whether it's us, you know, and Trump is a stealth operator, and some of the stuff that these guys are proposing is straight out of Andrew Yang and Bernie Sanders' playbook. And so Mnuchin and these characters with the helicopter money, and I realize a lot of people right now with this shutdown, which I'm totally against. I, you know, as I look more and more into this, I say, if you want to self-quarantine, take your rear end into your house and self-quarantine. Let the rest of us get on with our lives. I personally, I would rather not self-quarantine. I would rather take my chances with just, you know, behaviors and so forth. But I just don't want to see things grind to a halt. And I know that there's reasons why. Ken, if you would get clip five ready. I believe it's five. Yeah. And this is from And We Know. But he's going to read you kind of a laundry list of why this shutdown kind of had to happen. And that's basically to trap, okay, these so-called pedo elite satanic cabal, blah, 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 blah. I don't really think that's – I mean, look, these rich people, you don't think they can get out of the country? Look at after 9/11, the way they jetted the Saudis out of here, the bin Laden family and the high-level Saudis that were meeting with Daddy Bush at the Carlyle Group and all the rest of it, where they all probably watched 9/11, a little circle jerk session. But anyway, you know, these people, now whether you're going to have spec ops guys going into the you know, underground tunnel systems to try to pull these people out, you know, this is all wishful thinking to me, and I'm not saying that I don't want it to happen. I'd love to see this Q narrative come to the fruition, and we see a reestablishment of basic limited government constitutional stuff, and taking the cabal down, okay, and so forth. But let's go ahead and roll clip five, and we'll listen to this.
out if any of you turn on us. That's a message from Tom Hanks. It seems to all be really cryptic and strange. Well, Enoch put this, kind of like Ted Kaczynski's typewriter, the Unabomber. Remember that? The Unabomber had the Corona typewriter. Pretty strange. Well, somebody else had a Corona typewriter. Happened to be somebody that we know named Madonna. Madonna typing on her Corona typewriter. Check this out.
Did not die in Paris. Her journey continues. Unself-quarantine in honor and respect for COVID-19. I'm still in pain with no friend's side thanks to all the borders being closed. I shall learn from this and grow stronger. For now, I will continue to...
Really strange. So you get to the very end, and she actually says something about spaghetti. And that guy smiles behind her. Very interesting, very creepy. How did these guys get these typewriters? So Sun Kyuzu said, this is a clip from iHeartRadio. Listen to what he says about Tom Hanks. iHeart is, of course, mainstream. This is wild.
Hanks and his wife, have you heard? I heard.
Yeah, Tom Hanks is out of the hospital.
Nice.
Which I heard a rumor today from a showbiz insider, Mary.
Yeah.
That Tom Hanks never really had the coronavirus. That Tom Hanks' name is about to come out in a very ugly way.
What?
Yeah, that's all I'm going to say. I don't know if it's true, and if I go through any other details, I'll get sued.
I wash my hands.
But I was told by a very knowledgeable showbiz source. Very knowledgeable.
Interesting.
That the... rumor is, in big-time showbiz circles, that Tom Hanks actually made this up because his name could be popping out in a very ugly showbiz scandal. That's all I'm going to say.
Thank you, at Grandma Truth, for cutting that and putting it out there for us. Also, some folks probably saw in the news that they had thought that Oprah Winfrey had her house raided and that she was arrested. Well, it doesn't seem to be true, according to her, and I'm going to get to that in a second. But notice, she was a John of God. She hyped that guy up. Now he's accused of abusing hundreds of women. You know, this John of God faith healer kept teenagers as sex slaves and sold their babies for up to 40,000 pounds before shipping them from Brazil to Europe. And they were just, she just loved John of God. Well, Q1888 said Oprah Show, you get to go to jail, you get to go to jail, you get to go to jail, you get to go to jail. You all get to go to jail. Q. Interesting, huh? With Oprah on that one. And if you look right here, who is this guy right here? Looks like Weinstein to me. And it looks like Oprah's holding this young lady, and she doesn't look too happy, a little frightened, and just the picture alone just speaks volumes. I don't have to talk about it. Anyway, Oprah says, just got a phone call that my name is trending and being trolled for some awful fake thing. It's not true. Haven't been raided or arrested. Just sanitizing and self-distancing with the rest of the world. Stay safe, everybody. Well, interesting. CJ Truth pointed out, just to clarify, Oprah on the defense to have to defend this. Another fake news article on Q, but just giving more awareness to it. Oprah's going down. This is so good. Enjoy the show. For her to respond speaks volumes, in my opinion. I just discovered Q this weekend. Things haven't been adding for me for a while. And that's from Katrina J. Hunton on Twitter. And Joe M. said, welcome to the Great Awakening. Also said by Joe M., 90% of time they stay silent because they cannot defend what is being said about them. They only come out of the woodwork if we get it wrong. This just proves alternative media reigns, that we are no longer the fringe, and we are making a difference. Joe M. also said Q knew it would change us forever, knowing that these monsters do to the innocent when they're not pontificating from their pedestals. I will be unable to rest until every one of their legacies are drowned in a sea of eternal shame for the evil they have done. Great words right there. Hi, V7 also posted, with masks at the ready, ICE agents make arrest on first day of the California, I believe, lockdown. So they're going in the neighborhoods grabbing these folks now. Also interesting, Sarah Ruth Ashcroft, amazing information always put out by her. 5 earthquakes in 15 hours rattled the Carolinas and Tennessee. Earthquakes shake Utah, rattling frayed coronavirus nerves. And now somebody put this up saying that the coronavirus cover op 2020. Number one, get civilians and children off the streets, schools, and public events. Prevents the cabal from doing mass, K-I-L-L-I-N-G-S, for distraction or to take revenge. Quarantine, cover for mass arrests. Self-quarantine is the world leader and Hollywood celeb version of the CEO resignation. Number three, shut down airports and borders, no escape for the cabal. Earthquakes in Glens Falls, New York, destroying remaining deep underground military base hideouts and shuttles. It seems like these earthquakes are just simple explosions keeping these folks from going to hide out. Number four, capture, execute cabal figureheads and celebs swiftly without having to red pill the public, which can come later after the dust has settled. Number five, 0% payroll tax, extend 415 tax deadline, restructure the IRS, cut off tax revenue to corrupt IRS money funnel to cabal. Number six, draining the swamp operation disguised as a public health issue. So we know that the virus seems to be real. I'm getting information that people say that it is, but we know that majority of the people are healing and has an effect on older people the most. So definitely know something's going on, but we also know that in my last video we discussed what other things can actually take us down, including the flu, which is much worse. Well, Inevitable underscore ET said the next big thing the newbies need to know are the underground tunnels they build for trafficking purposes, the deep underground military bases they connect to, which are basically large underground cities, the world you never knew about. Post your best sauce here. Start posting this information. Well,
you can stop Nick it there. Hinton, I know we're on a break now, Ken, so if you want to turn the music up or the ads up, or we can go through either way. But all right. So anyway, that's kind of the view here. So you got the earthquakes rattling, scaring people to go to underground, which, you know, that's so-so. And then basically try to lock the borders down, and the airlines are basically in a free fall now, so there's not a lot of planes going out, but you got a lot of people that have private planes and so forth and so on. So it's a nice story, and it would be great for it to be true, but we have to be balanced. Well, I do. I'm not telling you what to do, but I got to be balanced, and I got to realize that right here in my face right now, it could get very ugly. And now I wanted to cover this. Okay, so this was from March 18th. This is Mike Adams, and he's talking about what Hal Turner is talking about. You will soon come to realize I've been describing the best case scenario for the coronavirus. Check out this medieval scenario for the real doom and gloom projections. Okay, so I now give you the Hal Turner model. Okay? Now, here's what Hal Turner says. We're on the last legs as a society, and the governments will have their last stand this week in postponing the panic. It might work or not, but it will be irrelevant because they cannot avoid SHTF for long. Probably, in many countries, SHTF will start this week anyway. This week, we can expect things to unfold on two main paths: widespread epidemic with collapsed hospitals and generalized panic. And we're seeing this with shopping and people getting into it and so forth. Full-on martial law before the epidemic is widespread. Regardless, the panic will start in the Western countries. Number one, in Europe and the U.S., the number of infected people, the real number, is in tens of millions. In other words, the virus reached the point where nothing, no matter what, will be able to stop it. Well, like my kind of thing is, most of us probably already had it. This wicked flu season we had, now it could be flu. You know, this is hard to really gauge. And people that think, you know, that they know it all and so forth. I mean, you know how many opinions that I've seen in just the last, you know, few weeks, but now especially just like compressed in the last few days. Number two, there will be shortages of food and basic necessities, and these shortages will be felt in a matter of days in certain countries and by the end of the months in most countries. Well, in Europe, you know, people are posting pictures of full kind of grocery stores and so forth and so on. So there's, I guess, you know, us here, we've got these gimme, gimme, gimme types. Like you see people buying up a whole store's worth of toilet paper, people getting death threatened because her and her man went and filled up two whole grocery carts of all the meat in some grocery store, and people saw it, and now they're death threatened. You know, this whole thing with buying more than you need, I get it. I mean, I stocked up in the last number of weeks with short-term, you know, food supplies. I was walking around, and 80% of the people and where I was at, they were just buying for, you know, the next week. And then I could tell there were a few of us that were, like, in relatively – informed, and we were just, you know, kind of had fuller carts and things like that. But I didn't try to, you know, buy an entire this or that of, you know, some specific item. Three, the healthcare systems will collapse this week in most countries in Europe and the U.S. Warlike triage will start this week in Europe and by the end of the week, and then we'll hold U.S. You know, this is the worst case scenario, and this is Hal Turner, of course, who did some Fed time being an informant and all that good stuff. He was telling people to go around back in the 90s. I remember him on online going. He was telling people to go around and do lone wolf operations against federal judges and all kinds of strange stuff. Power outages will start in April once SHTF will be full blown in many, many countries across the world. So, you know, that power outage is why? Is it because everybody's going to be sick and nobody's going to be able to run the, you know, this is your real doom scenario. At least one country will fall to partial anarchy this week. At least 10 countries will be under martial law this week. Tons of social protests will take place, mostly small scale and containable. But it will be just the start. The peak of the first wave will be reached in May, June in most countries, but the second wave will start in September, October. Sadly, this peak will be the small one. And if the society will somehow be able to not totally collapse, it will collapse in November when the second wave will be the knockout blow to a society already on its knees. Now, there's a lot of people kind of speculating about mobile and multiple deployment operations of biological agents in different parts of the world, as Henry Kissinger would say. Okay, so this, you know, I've talked about this in the last number of weeks. Who's to say that, you know, in a certain part of the United States, a relatively, you know, mild kind of strain, Andromeda strain, is released. In a certain other part, a very, very deadly one, like, let's say, northern Italy. Now there's a lot of speculation, and I've got a Henry Macau article up. Italy's worst-hit area was vaccinated, and that was on March 20th. More and more people in Italy have started to think about a correlation between the virus and the vaccines. If true, this means that Italy has been chosen to be a guinea pig for the rest of the world. Dozens of people are dying every day in Lombardy. The beautiful town of Bergamo is living its darkest hour. Military trucks are used to transport corpses. You know, those. I was looking at some of these photos and footage of the military kind of convoy of trucks, and I didn't see any of the bodies being loaded or any. It's just a convoy of trucks. So how do you know what's inside? I mean, people are real. And I don't know if any of you have seen further footage. This is just what I saw. But I'm like, okay, so it's a convoy of trucks. Who knows what's in there? Okay, is the convoys of military vehicles moving into, you know, places in New York and L.A. and so forth? I mean, I saw some pictures of L.A. Just because you see a convoy and somebody says that they're carrying corpses, does that mean that it's true? But they're talking about, why is there such a difference in the lethality rate? Evidently, there must be an exogenous element that makes the difference. Excuse me. Because of which it has become a simpler dying for coronavirus in Lombardia, albeit it has the best health care system in Italy than in other regions. I fear that it can be a vast program of vaccination occurred in the last months, prevalently just in the towns which today are those which most suffer from the coronavirus. Now, we know that dozens of thousands of people were vaccinated for meningitis. Meningitis has always been rare in Italy, but unfortunately, in the last years, the cases have multiplied because of African migrants who arrived to Italy without any form of medical control. So many people scared for the growth of this disease have preferred to be vaccinated. All this would explain why at the moment there are very few infections among the immigrants, even between Chinese diaspora. They haven't been vaccinated. In other words, the vaccine lowers the immune defenses of our organism at such a level that the virus can strike with an incredible virulence, otherwise impossible. Obviously, I can't prove all of this, but more and more people in Italy have started to think about a correlation between the virus and the vaccines. Okay, notice how they told everybody when this thing really started to get off the ground, well, you better make sure you get your flu shot. All right, so these people that are coming down with coronavirus, COVID-19, what is the percentage, you know, the background here with these folks with flu shots and so forth? It's just something to think about, okay? So let's see here. Everybody talking about false positives with this PCR tests, okay? So there's all these different schools of thought, okay? So the Mike Adams school of thought is we're going to see a tons of deaths because there hasn't been that much testing. And so you got all these people running around positive. Now, Gateway Pundit and these guys are saying the more positives you're getting, it's lowering the death rate. They're saying it's down at 1.2% right now. So I don't know. I don't know crap from Shinola, but I'm just kind of reporting what the factions out here are saying. All right. But still, this whole thing, everybody's calling into question the veracity of these tests. Okay. And I don't want to be tested. I don't want to be vaccinated. You know, leave me to me and my supplements and I'll try to make it through this. Now, if it got so bad, I don't want to burn bread on anybody and so forth and so on. And I feel for these people that have to go to hospitals and then they get thrown on the allopathic system. And, you know, we'll see what this new zithromycin and this chloroquinone stuff. And there's some Q drops about this stuff. Way back from last year about this CQ, which is a short for this drug. And so, you know, it's kind of intricate stuff, but I mean, there's so much here. Let's see here. Actress Roseanne Arquette, coronavirus is a Jewish conspiracy. She's being thrown under the bus all over the place. Well, you know, Rick Wiles, the APAC virus. These clusters and how they got off the ground and the spreaders here. There's a lot of Jewish people here. Now, Harvey Weinstein is allegedly tested positive from his Rikers Island jail cell. So let's look for a disappearance operation for Harvey Weinstein, like Jeffrey Epstein. Let's keep our eyes on that because I find that very, very fascinating that these, you know, and then there's this whole nother, and I'm sure most of you have seen this, that all of these quarantined stars, Will Ferrell, Ellen DeGeneres, David Spade, Madonna, a bunch of them without makeup, okay, and they're looking very haggardly and really like they've aged years. And this could be due to the lighting, the lack of makeup, and so forth that you're used to seeing these people. But there's a whole kind of underbelly here that these people, due to the lockdown, okay, being locked in their mansions, that I guess the theory is that they're being deprived of the adrenochrome, okay, which is, you know, harvested from terrorized terrorized little kid blood, you know, the baby blood drinking, they, you know, this whole thing that people have been talking about, the adrenochrome, all the way from Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas with Hunter S. Thompson and Johnny Depp, where they're in that hotel room, and just this whole, and the adrenochrome molecule being looking like a white rabbit, you know, this stuff is so deep, but it's just so wild that, so now people are saying that basically these Hollywood people are deprived of the adrenochrome, and so now it's basically turning them into, you know, old haggard, it's almost like a Countess Bathory syndrome, where she would bathe in the blood of virgins and it would keep her young, okay? And so now all these people are being deprived of their little adrenochrome, and now it's like aging them and so forth. It's interesting, and it's kind of a neat angle, but, you know, I don't know. I sent myself a message 5 days ago when I was out on the streets, you know, just kind of running around. And you know what it said? It said, lawlessness setting in. I feel it. Okay. So right now, things here in my area are still relatively calm. I pray that the supply lines, especially just for food and the, you know, the necessities, I hope they keep stocking store shelves. I hope the freaking fast food and restaurants stay open for where people can pick up food. I hope this, the supply chains to McDonald's, even though I, you know, it's terrible. I mean, people can still stay alive on it through this thing. Hopefully, you know, if you only got a couple dollars, you can get a freaking double cheeseburger or some crap. You know what I mean? Just so where people at least feel like there's still some sort of structure in place, because once that goes, that's when we're going to see the gangs of marauding, you know, people like we see in other parts of the world, okay? Like we see in Mogadishu, Somalia, like you see in Liberia and Sierra Leone, okay? In these places, South Africa. When you know, we've got to keep things, if they don't, then you're going to see, unfortunately, this thing's going to go very, very hot. And then you're going to have to, you know, you're going to have to do things that you don't want to do to other people. And I, you know, I don't want to hurt anybody else. You know, that's the last thing I want right now at this point in my life, is to have to, you know, spit lead at people. And, you know, I don't really want that on my soul right now. I got enough to deal with, you know, with God. The last thing I need is to start, you know, splattering grapes, as they call it. It's getting weird, and you know, I've been thinking about this moment for the last 25 years, and you know, looking back now, I didn't do enough. I don't have my things in order the way I should. I kept putting it off and putting it off, and I'm way better than, well, the lion's share of people around me. But you know, none of us has done enough, probably. Let's see. So L.A., Los Angeles, no more testing. That's what they're saying. Containment impossible. Now they're saying 100,000 may die or more. So, you know, I'm almost, you know, depending on how deadly this thing really is, I'm much more into the short term, let the chips fall where they may, herd immunity concept than this whole flatten the curve, let keep everybody locked down for, now they're talking anywhere from 6 to 18 months now. I mean, people in the president's cabinet, there's nothing going to be left of this economy. It's going to be a wasteland. The Deagle.com projections will come to pass if you keep this damn thing locked down. you morons. But I know that that's what you want. Many of you creeps in the cabinet. I mean, you know, this lays at Trump's doorstep. He decided to be the president. He was doing such a great damn job. Hopefully the plan, you know, trust the plan. Hopefully the plan, there's something good coming out of this, because, you know, a lot of us are looking at it and be like, well, this thing could go really, 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 really south, okay? A lot of people have been throwing this Bible scripture around, John 9:4. Time is coming when no man can work, okay? And think about it. These bastards got it to where they got millions of people fired and laid off for a freaking virus. All right, we're going to open up the phones, 1-800-313-9443. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
IncendiaryRadio.chatango.com, IncendiaryQuencher.chatango.com, Hooley'sBlog.blogspot.com for the archive in the morning. Ken just mentioned to me off the air Allegedly, if you're an adrenochrome junkie, the chloroquine will give you a massive bad reaction and might be deadly. So the Hollywood pedo gang might be really screwed if they catch the COVID-19. Anyway, let's take Chance in West Virginia. Greetings, sir.
Yeah, so well, Robert, you're amazing. You know, I got some things that might tie into a lot of things that you said tonight. It's interesting about that 322 skull and bones also, by the way. That seems to tie in. Oh, what I wanted to say, Robert, is you mentioned the adrenochrome. Now, Hunter Thompson, now you remember Hunter Thompson committed suicide. At the time, just prior to that, he was implicated by one of those young kids who was sexually assaulted in the Franklin cover-up in Nebraska there. Yes, exactly. Yes. And then you mentioned the rabbit. Do you realize that his secretary made mention that he wanted her to listen to tapes of screaming tortured rabbits, and she refused? So there might be a little tie in there. I know this sounds kind of wild, but that's what I read. And as far as Tom Hanks, Robert, I find it awfully strange. Now, if I'm not mistaken, wasn't
with
Tom
Corona
Hanks implicated
with his Corona typewriter? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, not only that, but wasn't he implicated on the pedophile plane to the plantation of Jeffrey Epstein?
Yeah, I think he was on the list there, and I guess there's some stuff about to drop. Yeah, stuff about to drop on Hanks. We'll see. He could be trying to use this to pre-insulate himself from, I guess, what's coming.
I gotta ask myself this now. All of a sudden, he comes down with coronavirus. That struck me awfully odd. And then I thought back about the pedophile business here going on, and I says, wow, is this to garner some sympathy? Like the same thing with Harvey Weinstein. This is all very strange. And did you know, by the way, Tom Hanks is a direct descendant of Nancy Hanks, Abraham Lincoln's mother? Do you know that?
No, I didn't, but I know that he's got kind of bloodline connection to the British royalty too.
He's got he's a direct descendant of Nancy Hanks through George Ball. He used to be a UN ambassador. George W. Ball was a UN ambassador. What was it, back in the 50s, I believe? His aunt was I think her name was Gladys Ball. That was Tom Hanks' grandmother. That's neither here nor there, but it's just a coincidence. But like I said, the Tom Hanks connection, when I heard that, it struck me awfully odd, being connected with Epstein and, you know?
Yeah. All right, Chance, thanks for calling, man. Keep listening.
And it's no place you want to go. You see, I'm not like the rest. Some may question. But I've got a family, and I feed them off the dead. There's some work all over this town. You need the stomach full. There's some folks who pay my way for skills I'm knowing for.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.